I saw this floating around, this story online about the fact that somebody started a job at a fast food joint. I believe it was in the States, and their boss took their phone from them. And they were complaining. They're like, is this even legal for my boss to take my phone? And I thought, well, geez, if it's not legal, I hope they find a loophole to make it legal so that finally people that are in customer service will start once again paying attention to customers. I was at a Winners the other day, you know, when you're waiting in that big snaking line at Winners, and I was watching one of the cashiers doing something on her cell phone. And I thought, unless you were texting somebody in the back to come up to the front to help ring through the customers, can you put your phone down? Because we're all looking at you, and that is not cool. But the question still remains, is it legal for employers to take away your phone? Aaron Levitin is an employment lawyer with Samfira Tamarkin, joins the Kelly Cotrera Show to talk about it. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on.
Hi, Kelly. Hi. Thank you for having me.
So have you come into this? Have you experienced anybody coming to you saying, you know, like, my boss has taken away my cell phone, what can I do? And what are the laws around this?
Personally, I have not had any, you know, Canadian employees come to me with this specific issue. This is, you know, it seems like a U.S. related story, but it is relevant for Canadian listeners as well. The one thing that I should first speak to is the fact that, you know, the company should have a policy in place if it is looking to adjudicate whether or not their employees can use cell phones in the workplace. So they would have to have an enforceable policy in place and then act accordingly with that policy in terms of, you know, whether or not that employee is allowed to use that phone in the workplace.
Okay, so if you do have a policy that it doesn't state it clearly, can you assume that it falls in favor of cell phones?
So the policy should be expressly clear. It is the employers who are responsible for, you know, drafting the policy and presenting it to employees. But in terms of removing, you know, the physical phone from an employee, it would be something that an employer should not do. The employer should abide by the policies they have in place. And it depends on, you know, the reasonableness of the policy and the nature of the workplace in terms of whether or not the phone can be brought into the workplace, whether the phone can be left in reception or in the locker room during a shift. But it all comes down to whether or not there's a written policy in place. Otherwise, otherwise the employer is basically acting on their own accord.
Can you ask someone to give up your phone?
You should be careful in doing so because as long as there is a policy in place, such as a warning letter, or a second warning letter or a verbal warning, and progressively disciplining that employee for failing to, you know, use a phone in the workplace, that would be an appropriate way of disciplining. But simply, you know, taking away a phone simply because an employee is using it, we don't know if there's a family issue, if there's an accommodation issue in place which requires that employee to have a phone at the workplace. So it needs to be a specific situation tailored towards each individual employee and whether or not there is a written policy in place that governs it.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a lot of hoopla for an employer to jump through when really you've made a deal with your employee. You're coming here to work. You're not coming here to use your cell phone. And the clients have a deal with the company. I'm going to patronize you if you, supply me with the goods I want.
Yeah, so that's exactly why we're here as employment lawyers, not only to advise, you know, employees on their rights, but also employers on how to properly enforce policies without increasing their liability.
All right. Well, Aaron, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Kelly. All the best.